Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Jefferson Area Chamber Board is our treasurer, Pete Russell, now joining us. So thank you very much, Pete, for being on.
Well, thanks for having me back. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be here.
And on that note, Pete, it's really great to be able to announce some different changes from the governor, allowing more things to be open up here in our own community, as a matter of fact. But the same stays true no matter what is going on, and that is always continue to buy and shop local.
Correct. We want to support our local businesses and our people here and then, you know, just be there to help them out. Yes, shop local is the biggest thing.
Have you been seeing more people take advantage of, trying to help out our small businesses during these times of, dare I say, crisis mode that some of these businesses might be in?
Yeah, I mean, our businesses have been really creative. They've had those online sales and, you know, we've got four of those businesses still doing that and it's been a success. I try to jump on every time just to see how many people get there. Along with the chamber, we're trying to get that information out to them also. So go to our Facebook page and check out any updates on any of our local businesses.
And that's a great point that you made there, Pete, because you've got this kind of ever-changing document, if you will, to update people on what businesses are doing, how are they modifying things, how are they reopening to services that are being provided. Most, I think, are still doing curbside, which I think has been a fantastic outlet for people to still be able to have that connection, if you will, without having to go through online purposes, though, too.
Yes, the curbside pickup has been very successful for all of our businesses, our restaurants and stuff. We're getting that food out there for the people. Mom and dads don't have to cook every night. Right. You know, grandma can order up a pizza. So, yeah, it's really been a big benefit for all of our businesses to have that curbside pickup. And I think they will probably continue to do some of that in the future yet.
And there's a couple of other ways that people can, still be able to enjoy shopping locally. And one of those is the second round that the chamber's been involved with Jefferson Fairway, as far as giving away some gift cards to some businesses.
Yeah, we just got those. Most of those businesses that got picked, we tried to spread the wealth, as we call it. And so they should be receiving those in the mail if they haven't already. We're very excited and thankful for Fairway. It was just a really great way to help support all of our local businesses.
And then talk about the generosity that was from Grow Green County Gaming Corporation to allow for a gift card giveaway in partnership with the Raccoon Valley Radio here.
Yeah, you know, it's great when Grow Green County just steps up to the plate and it's been fun. I've been in places where people go, shh, the radio's on. We got to win the cards. So it's an awesome program, and I think the wealth there has been spread very nicely.
Absolutely. Now on to some things that people need to be notified about, because it is still a hopeful way to be able to put something on your calendar again, because I'm sure people's calendars have been pretty vacant here the last few weeks. But let's talk about some of the things that are coming up here, Pete, on our schedule of events.
Okay, well, the VFW, they have quite a few things going on, and it's exciting because it's takeout and it's food, and so we don't have to cook again. June 4th, have a hot beef sundae. Those are awesome. That's takeout and delivery, and that's from 5 to 7:30. And then on Thursday, June 18th, they're having country fried steak. That's really sounding good to me.
Right.
So, so you can get those onto your calendar. On Saturday, June 13th, we have Saturday, June 13th, Peyton Sherdan's commencement ceremony is happening. And then we have on Friday, June 26th, the Chamber and Main Street golf outing. We're going to get together and go out and have some golfing and just have a lot of fun, excitement, and be able to get our businesses in teams. So look out for that information. We also have our prom coming up on Friday, June 26th. For all of our high schoolers that we had to push that back, so that's scheduled. And then on Saturday the 27th is our Boost Bash, and that will help out for the teachers and stuff, and that's a lot of fun. I believe it's still out at the casino, so it will be a lot of fun. So get that on your calendar. On Sunday, June 28th is our commencement for our graduates for here in Jefferson.
And Pete, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention at least the fact that Memorial Day is coming up on Monday. So can you give us the plans of what the chamber and the Welcome Center will be doing that day?
Well, we will be closed on that day. Just so that everybody can get together and be with their families. So the Welcome Center will be closed, but you are more than welcome to come up and go around and see all the beautiful flowers and the plants at the Welcome Center, because that will still be available for people to see. Their rocks, water feature and stuff will all be there, some musical things up. So, yeah, you can still do that, but the building just will not be open to use the restrooms at that time.
We traditionally have two Memorial Day services that take place here in Jefferson, but those might be altered because of COVID-19.
Yeah, they've made the decision not to go ahead and do the services out at the cemetery, so they have canceled those.
And finally, Pete, the Chamber and Jefferson Matters Main Street are still working on a potential merger here. We got one big step out of the way announced last week about the funding aspect coming from the city of Jefferson of about $70,000 that the unified organization will be receiving. But can you tell us an update about how that process is going along currently?
Yeah, the merger is going great. We're doing weekly meetings at this point. We're looking at our applications for our director. And we have chosen to go ahead and open that up again. So if you're still interested in being a director for us, please get your resumes into the Main Street office. And because we will start doing some interviews and stuff, but we will be working weekly on this.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Jefferson Area Chamber Board Treasurer is Pete Russell, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.